Betsy Wallace, the CFO and Managing Director of Sundance, talked to KPCW about the 7-day 2021 festival. Although the event included 20 cities with live events around the country, Sundance was entirely online in Utah. Wallace noted that, unfortunately, they were unable to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the film festival coming to Park City. They knew well in advance they had to plan for a digital festival. She said they were nervous up to the moment that festival director Tabitha Jansen kicked off the virtual opening press conference.
It was a long 9 months, you know, trying to iterate. How do you keep the magic of Sundance online? How do you show films? What do you do? And it was a long process. And I've got to say, on January 28th, when we started with our opening ceremony, there were a lot of held breaths and fingers crossed.
One of the priorities was servicing and communicating with their attendees.
It was really just a little bumps here or there as we realized that we would have thousands upon thousands of people coming online, and many did not know how to access the platform. And that was really the biggest challenge for us, was customer service, trying to get technicians that would get on the phone with people.
But ultimately, Wallace said the numbers from the virtual festival were good. They calculated that the attendance was 2.7 times what they saw during the 11 days of Sundance 2020. Wallace said they recorded over 600,000 audience views. She said that outreach to Utah and the local community was still part of the event.
We had a Life in the Day film that was free to Utahns. We had 6,800 people sign up for that. We had about 1,500 stay through the Q&A of it. I think we are morphing a little bit and trying to reach broader population here in Park City, here in Summit County, and working towards that. And then in the summer, we are thinking about the concept of having some kind of 2 or 3 day soft event in town.
The festival's big prize winner, Coda, also made news when it was acquired by Apple for a record $25 million. Wallace said it's a sign of the times as the public has been binging indoors on material and is hungry for more.
Coda was a remarkable film. So was Summer of Soul. There are so many that have been picked up. And I think it just says that the content is something that people want to get into either theaters and or streaming, because I think people are starved for it, as I know I am.
Sundance Institute Managing Director Betsy Wallace. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.